Hey, this
Blog
is your
Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Educating for Success show. We bring families together with home business. Hey, this is your host, Ray Perry, coming to you from the backside of nowhere in southern Tennessee. I have some very interesting people with me on the show today that I can't wait to introduce you to and let them explain to you a little bit more about what they're doing and how they got started in real estate. I have with me today Jeremy and Heidi Green from Centerville, Tennessee, which is just outside of Nashville, members of our community online, and I want them to share with you some really cool things that they're learning. So welcome, Heidi and Jeremy. It's great to have you on the show today.
Hi, Ray. Thank you.
Thanks for having us again.
Great to have you guys back. We did have them yesterday, and they just told us a little bit about themselves, but I want them to take a few minutes and just kind of give you the brief overview again of who they are. So, Jeremy, Heidi, tell us real quick who you are and how you connected with us and got interested in real estate.
We're a homeschooling family. We have six children. The oldest is 16. The youngest is one. My husband, Jeremy, has been working in the corporate world for the past 16 years, and he's been fortunate enough to work from home, which is great for us, but we really want to bring our daddy completely home and have a family business, one where we can incorporate our children and use it for educational purposes and really teach them how to do something valuable that they can take with them throughout their adult lives. And so when we attended your home business conference a year ago, what resonated most with us was the real estate investment ideas that we learned there. And we've tried several different options over the years of business opportunities, but they just didn't click with our family dynamics. And real estate seems to be working for us. We can incorporate the children, and we've learned a lot too. And hopefully very soon we will be out of the corporate world entirely.
That's right, Ray. When I look throughout history at the way that families have generated wealth, how they've been able to leave a legacy and really paint a multi-generational vision, it's clear that real estate is a very timeless tactic for families to look to do exactly that. And as Heidi stated, we are actively working on building an exit plan out of corporate America, and we see real estate as being the linchpin of that.
That is awesome, and you're right. Real estate is one of those vehicles that traditionally has been the main avenue for people who are in business or not in business, who are just in the investment world, to become financially free. There are a lot of other options now because of the Internet, of course. There's always been lots of other options, but real estate is always one of those things that works for people because everybody has to have a place to live. That's just the bottom line. And so as long as you're providing an essential commodity for people, then there's always a demand. So let's just jump in here and get started. I'm so excited to have you guys on here and to know that you're just getting started in the world of investment real estate. It's just so wonderful. So how are you marketing your properties and finding buyers?
So we made a conscious effort when we got started in this to really focus on two specific areas of real estate. And again, I think that's one of the great things about real estate as an investment vehicle is there are so many different ways one can get involved based upon either the financial resources available, the level of time commitment, the level of hands-on management. There's so many different ways that one can get started in real estate. And we decided to focus specifically on the concepts of owner financing and wholesaling. And just to recap for the audience, owner financing is where you buy a property outright, and then as opposed to renting it, where you would have perhaps a short-term tenant, you actually resell it to a buyer, you provide them the deed, but you act as the bank. And this is really geared towards individuals that, for one reason or another, can't qualify for traditional home mortgages, want to have that pride of ownership, but need an alternative in terms of getting their foot in the door. And then the second area that we are focusing in is called wholesaling, which typically means you buy a distressed property, you quickly identify another investor that wants to hold that property long-term, sell it outright to them, and make a modest return on that transaction. So by focusing on those two tactics, that has really influenced the way we have elected to market our properties and the type of clientele that we're looking to serve. Specifically with owner financing, it's very easy to get involved by working in your local geography. And so therefore, one of the things that we've done is put up signs in various neighborhoods where we're looking to have properties that advertise the idea of low down payments, low monthly payments for sale by owner. And that tactic, as well as coming up with several free Craigslist ads, has actually already generated a pretty considerable response for us without a lot of investment necessary.
That's right, Ray. We've spent time making signs, and I think some of the best advice that we got in the very beginning was that you don't have to even have a home in the area that you would like to advertise in. If you're curious about a specific area, if you want to know if there's interest in that area for owner financing, you can put up signs, and you need to find a location where they don't come around and take down signs on a regular basis, of course, but if you put up those signs, people will start calling you, and even if you don't have a home yet, if you start getting several phone calls, where's the first place you're going to start looking for a home in that area? Because you know you already have a list of buyers. So through that tactic, we've been able to establish a pretty decent list of buyers. We haven't found homes for all of them yet because it just takes time, but they're all looking in different areas too. But we have a list of people. We can already start vetting them and preparing to find a property for them.
That is awesome. So now, what is your philosophy about buying in the location formula that, of course, we all know is super important in the world of real estate? Do you buy just locally, or are you willing to buy in another state or far, far away? What are your parameters?
So the system that we're employing absolutely can work nationwide. We have elected to begin with to start in a local area, and specifically in areas that are within driving distance, so I would say within about a 90-minute geography from us. But that is really something that has been a personal decision on our part, just to get our feet wet and to be able to develop relationships with local realtors, real estate attorneys, others who we need to add to our power team. So for us, it's made sense to start closer to home, and then we expect to expand out from there. But regardless of whether one is ready to jump in nationwide or focus on that local geography, it is still important to be doing your research, understand the viability of a market, understand, are there a lot of jobs there? Are there reasons that people are relocating? Is it possible to offer a mortgage at a price that either meets or is lower than current rental prices in that market, so that you can have something appealing to market to your prospective buyers? So these are all elements of the decision criteria that have gone into our decision around what areas we want to focus on.
And we have a mentor through Larry Goins' program that we purchased at your business conference. And his goal when he first started doing real estate was he already had a global mindset. He knew he wanted to live a global lifestyle and be able to travel wherever and do business wherever. And he still started at a local level because it taught him how to build a team, how to talk to people, and how to find the right people, and even how to find the right kind of house. The thing is, you just don't want to get stuck at that level. You want to go ahead and branch out eventually to other states or other counties or other areas, just to keep broadening your horizons and not be afraid to dream really big.
Right. Well, and isn't the rule of thumb sort of to start in your backyard and then kind of work out from there?
Yeah.
I think so, Ray. And one last comment on this topic is, I think that for us, by starting locally It also made it that much easier to join a local real estate investors group, begin developing relationships there, sharing tips and tricks. You know, granted, the Nashville market is broad enough and hot enough right now that there is plenty of room for competition. It is not a saturated market by any means. And so for us, starting locally just made sense. But we definitely have an eye to expanding that as quickly as possible.
That's great. And I've also heard that the local real estate investment club meetings usually are full of all kinds of experts that you can gain a lot of wisdom from. You can make a lot of connections so that you can hook up with the real estate agents who are interested in working with investors and the mortgage brokers, the lawyers, the accountants, people like that. So found that to be true?
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely true. And we found that it was very valuable for us to go ahead and pay the couple hundred dollars to join that group, because even if you only go three or four times in a year, you have access to so many people who are willing to work with you. And all these people understand investors, and if they don't understand exactly what you want to do, they probably know someone who does. And they love, for the most part, meeting and helping each other do deals. They're really interested in working with everybody to do deals. And don't ever let – there's some snotty people out there who will try to make you feel like, oh, the market is saturated and I have all the business. Don't listen to them. That's ridiculous. There's so many places to buy houses and so many people who need homes. Just glean the information that you can from them and then move on. But don't let the naysayers get you down, because if you just focus on working one real estate method, like doing the owner financing or doing the wholesaling of houses, just keep working on that until you start to figure it out and until you actually follow through on some deals. And don't listen to any other advice about other ways to do things until you've figured out exactly what you want to do with that, you know, your one thing.
That's right. You know, one lesson we learned over the past several years as we've been trying to develop more of an entrepreneurial mindset and build a plan to get out of corporate America is not to chase the latest shiny object. And it's easy to be tempted to do that in any area of investing. And so my advice to our listeners today is just to pick something to get started with that you know is a good fit for your family dynamics. Be disciplined, get educated on that approach, and stick with it and commit to it until you've mastered it. And at that point, it's appropriate to start looking to branch out into other things, but don't be tempted to do so prematurely.
Sounds like good advice. Okay, so how do you vet your potential clients?
That's a really great question, Ray, and it's something that we are learning a lot about every day. One of the things that we did when we were researching real estate investing and trying to figure out what system would work for us was to interview others that we know in our church community and other relationships of people that we knew that were doing real estate and what was happening with their clients. And a lot of them are involved in rental properties and are landlords, and I can't tell you the number of horror stories I heard about the struggle to find quality tenants, the fact that people would not pay their bills on time, people walking away from properties and leaving them in worse condition than they received them. These were all things that we wanted to avoid as much as possible. So one of the things that we've done is on our website, jgservicesgroup.com, we've put together a forms page where we have two items that we ask every prospective client to fill out and either email to us or mail to us to our P.O. box. And that is their application form as well as an authorization to conduct a background check. And those forms are important for two reasons. First, it allows us to understand the criteria that prospective buyer is looking for in terms of a property, things like geographies, how much they can come up with for a down payment and expected monthly payments, what do they need in terms of bedrooms, baths, etc., so that we can start to look for the kind of properties that we know there's a demand for. And then as importantly, it gives us the authorization to research their references, speak to their employer, run a credit report. We are always clear with our clients that by no means are those going to exclude them. In fact, we specifically went into this business as an opportunity to serve others who are struggling to qualify for financing through traditional means. But it gives us the ability to get the information and vet people as necessary. And I'll tell you, Ray, it's interesting that, you know, as soon as you mention that as part of the getting started process, some people fail to follow through, they don't email the forms, or they just stop answering the phone when you try to inquire. So you can quickly ascertain whether somebody would be a good risk or not.
That's interesting. Wow. It seems like they would keep answering the phone if they wanted to, if they were checking on a property and they wanted to find a place to rent or something.
Yeah, we get a lot of phone calls, which is great to get that many phone calls, but a lot of people are just not going to work out, and you can tell right away if they don't send in their paperwork or if they just start, they say they're going to come view the property and then they just never show up. So that's okay. We'd rather work with the people who are really interested. We don't need to force somebody into our property to get somebody in there.
No, and we don't want to be an anonymous organization like dealing with the big banks. You know, we want to be developing personal relationships as much as possible with these individuals that we're serving. And especially in the case of owner financing, you may have that client for 5, 8, 10 years until they've paid off their mortgage. And so you want to make sure that they're a solid individual and somebody that you can be confident about doing business with long term.
Mostly we're interested in their payment history for anything else, a credit card or their rental property, and then looking for steady income.
Okay. Now, you gave your website address a minute ago. What was that address again?
jgservicesgroup.com.
Are you saying J as in John and D?
G as in golf. jgservicesgroup.com.
Oh, okay. jgservicesgroup.com. Okay. All right. So if you're listening, you might want to go check out that website real quick. Okay. So what kind of income potential is there in owner financing and wholesaling?
We've observed that owner financing and wholesaling can be very lucrative as an investment tactic and far exceed what one could expect to receive in returns from the stock market these days. Just to give a couple of specific examples, and we are deliberately targeting homes in the under $100,000 range, and we're doing that for a couple of reasons. One, access to capital to fund the initial purchases and finding those types of properties either as bank-owned or other distressed properties through auctions, there's still a tremendous inventory available in that price range. And also we're finding that when you're in that price range, there's a couple of advantages to you as the investor. One, there's a lot of people that want to be first-time home buyers, and they can get into a property at those type of price points. And also, a lot of the bigger mortgage companies won't entertain deals that are under $140,000. So it really opens up a niche for you to find an underserved market. So I give that background just to introduce some of the numbers that we're talking about here. We have a property that we purchased for $28,000, expect to put about $10,000 worth of renovations into it, and it will have a market value of at least $60,000, if not $70,000 to $80,000. So if that property sold outright, you're already looking at very significant returns. If one was to owner finance that property, say for a 9% interest rate over the course of 10 years, you could be doubling the profit potential. So your returns in the 50, 60, 70% range definitely not unheard of when it comes to owner financing.
Right. These kinds of properties are very different. I think people need to understand that you're not talking about your average $100,000-plus house in the typical neighborhood. You don't need to think in those kinds of terms.
Right. Well, and so many people think that in real estate there are no deals out there, that only real estate agents know where the deals are, or that it's just a fluke if somebody makes $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 on one deal. But what people don't realize is that if you understand how to invest in real estate, if you understand how to buy a house and then know how to sell it correctly, there is a huge potential profit margin in that, and it's okay for there to be that. I think real estate and investing, two different areas. Basically, real estate is one specific area of the overarching category of investing as a whole, has been not perceived correctly by basically the Christian world. We haven't believed that it was okay for a family like yours, a homeschool family with a lot of children, to be able to make a huge windfall on one deal. It just seems like it's not the American way. Yet people don't understand that we are supposed to be investors. In fact, the people who have the biggest problem with it tend to be Christians. And if they read through the Bible, they should find that there are many references to stewarding the resources of God, and also being an investor and having an investor mindset rather than a consumer mindset. So it is actually scripturally okay, and not only just okay, but preferred, to be able to invest well and to make a good return on your work that you're doing and on your investment. And so if anyone's sitting there thinking, oh, well, this just doesn't sound like it's okay, you need to come hang out with us for a little while and learn what the Bible really says about economy, because the American way started off as being very entrepreneurial, but we've kind of gotten away from that, and now there's been a big revival of going back to God's ways, going back to the old ways of doing things. And investing is one of those things that we're going back to and learning. Now, you guys learned this from the Home Business Conference that we host every year that you guys came to last year. So if you've decided on the direction that you want to go and you're doing some really cool things, you're making some money, are you planning on coming back to the conference this year?
We absolutely are. We have our tickets, our hotel booked. We are ready. And love the variety and dynamic speakers that you line up, Ray. Love, especially with our two oldest children at ages 16 and 14, to really be able to hear from the experts and have access to people that they wouldn't otherwise have exposure to, and to really be willing to take risks. I feel like I've personally been more risk adverse than I should have been. Shame on me as a product of the public school environment and then working in corporate America. That's just not really how people are rewarded and incented. But we're working very aggressively to instill a different mindset with our children. And a term that I like to think about that helps me really envision what we're doing here and leaving a legacy is, I want our ceiling, when we retire, when God calls us home, to be the floor at which our children begin their adventures from. So we're just really working diligently on that this year.
That's a great concept. I love that. Love that picture. So I look forward to seeing you guys again this year. We're going to be in Louisville, Kentucky on August 12th through 14th for our Home Business Conference. Basically, bringing in a bunch of millionaire experts who are going to teach a variety of different ways to make money from home. We've been talking today about real estate, and we're going to have one of my friends from Germany, who now lives in Arizona, who came to this country and is a basic rags-to-riches story, decided he came to the land of opportunity, wanted to figure out what he could do with his life, got into real estate, and started doing very, very well years ago. And now is a multimillionaire. His name is Jack Bosch. He's coming from Arizona, and you're going to love, love, love meeting this guy. He's so fun, so friendly, and so helpful. And he's just going to be talking about real estate. But we also have Brian Young, who is going to be talking about how he created an online business selling books on Amazon. He's a homeschool dad from Minnesota, seven children, and he's going to be sharing his system with us. We have Mike Stewart from Atlanta, who is just recently moving to Nashville, who is a music person. He's going to be talking to us about how and why to get in on the Internet in audio and video. We also have our keynote is Joel Salatin, farmer extraordinaire, who is going to be doing two sessions on 10 ways to monetize a small farm, and he's also going to have a special dinner. So if you want to go to dinner with Joel Salatin, ask him your questions, find out what's your farm so that you can start growing your own food organically. Don't miss this opportunity. He doesn't get to go to dinner with people like this a whole lot, and so this is a rare opportunity for you to sit down at dinner with Joel. So we've got a lot of other things going on at night. Every night we have English country dancing. We'd love for you to join us and the kids doing that. It's always so fun. And we have social media expert Jennifer Navarrete, who is actually helping us put this podcast together, who's going to be sharing more about social media and how you can use that to expand your business. We have our online accountant, Mauricio Martinez, who's coming from Colorado, who's going to share with us some business secrets. One secret he shared with us last year, 2 years ago, has saved me thousands of dollars on travel. And he gave some really, really good tips, and he's going to be giving some more again this year. Lots more, and it's just such a fun weekend. But the main thing is there's no place else on the planet where you can take your kids, learn from millionaire experts like this, get a refreshed mindset for having a home business that's in a godly atmosphere, that's protected and safe, in a really nice hotel, Hyatt Hotel, that will actually change your life. Jeremy and Heidi, have you felt like this event has changed your life in any way whatsoever?
Oh, it's absolutely changed our life so much. It was the kick in the pants or the kick out the door that we really needed to completely change our thinking and not have school in a box anymore or business in a box even, but to expand our horizons and really think outside of anything that we had done before in order to grow our family the way we wanted to grow it, spiritually and from an entrepreneurial mindset.
Yeah, I would agree. I have not found anything that comes close, Ray, to having this combination of biblical-based of business concepts and application coupled with a focus around families working together.
And we've especially appreciated as a family the role model of mentorship that everyone who comes to your conferences really stresses. That is so important, and nobody should feel like they have to start a business without any mentorship. You should absolutely be looking for mentors, and your protege program is amazing. We really enjoy it.
Great. Thank you so much. Well, I am so proud of you guys for taking action and doing something with the education that you got at our conference. And I know that your children are going to be benefiting from this years down the road. It's going to be, I just can't wait to see what all they do. And I can't wait to see how you guys blossom and prosper in the coming years. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Great having you guys. So if you want to join us at our Home Business Conference this year, or if you want to join our online community, we have people from all over the world in our online community. We'd love to have you. Just go to educatingforsuccess.com to find out more about us. And if you want to find out more about the conference, you can go to educatingforsuccess.com/2016HBC. My guests today have been Jeremy and Heidi Green from Tennessee, and they have just recently jumped into the world of real estate and are so excited and are learning so much and have already started purchasing their first batch of properties. And so I am so excited to see where they're going to be going and what they're going to be doing with the world of real estate. If you want to come meet them, along with a few other really, really interesting people, we'd love to have you at our conference this August 12th through 14th in Louisville, Kentucky. This is Ray Perry, your host, signing off. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about what we do at Educating for Success, visit us at educatingforsuccess.com.